Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, hey, it looks like the Environmental Protection Agency is planning to release a strategy next month for reducing herbicide impacts on endangered species through a broad approach for reducing runoff along with spray drift from chemical applications. They say the goal is to minimize exposure to federally listed plants and listed animal species that depend on those plants. And this herbicide strategy will address more than 900 listed species. EPA has been the subject of several lawsuits seeking to enforce the Endangered Species Act's consultation requirement, which requires the agency to work with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and, in the case of marine species, the National Marine Fisheries Service. Potential measures to address runoff and erosion include cover crops, vegetative filter strips or riparian buffers, no-till or reduced tillage, and different types of controlled drainage, such as grassed waterways or retention ponds. Of course, as you might expect, commodity groups are watching this now very closely and the potential impacts it could have on our nation's farmers and ranchers in farm country. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.